Hello, my name's Ken Gordon.
And I'm Anis Murad.
And we work for the Enterprise Europe Network in Scotland. The Enterprise Europe Network is a network of 600 organisations in 51 countries, and each of us help our local businesses take advantage of European opportunities.
Now, as you know, dear listeners, Ken and I are actively helping companies engage in EU funding on a regular basis, and particularly around FP7, Framework Programme 7. And it's that time of year where we are getting ready for the calls being announced in July, and we're running some events, aren't we, Ken?
We are. We did an event just the other week on FP7 health, and we thought we would share with you some of the top tips that came out of that event, both from the national contact point and the company that came to do a little bit of talking to us. Tip number one is start early. Now is the time to start thinking about getting your project idea together, getting your consortium idea together. We're very fortunate, and you will find around the place people have early warning information, orientation papers that will give you an idea of the topics that are going to be published in July.
Yeah, we'd really encourage you to get in touch if you're interested in engaging in FP7. We have a vast network of colleagues, many of whom are helping organisations engage in FP7 across a variety of countries. And if you're looking for consortium partners, that's certainly something that Ken and I can help you with. And if you get in early, then we've got even more of a chance of helping you.
Another key point is to check that your project idea matches the work programme topic.
Yes, this is a common mistake,
a very common mistake.
And something that the national experts would certainly advise really needs done beforehand, Ken.
That's right. Now, you can get free advice on your project and how well it fits within the scope of the work programme, either through the National Contact Point Network or through us, and we'll engage the National Contact Point Network for you.
Another interesting tip that I heard, Ken, was that the experts suggest that organisations write their applications together. Now, this is very important to...
What?
Jeez, calm down, Liz. What's going on?
Recording something, Liz.
Yeah, I know, but this is like really important. So, I was in the stationery cupboard just there because, you know, on a Wednesday afternoon, I've got to fill up Billy's staplers and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that vortex thing is going to open again.
What's a vortex?
You know, that, whatchamacallit, that portal, that thing we went to the future through.
Oh, yeah, vortex, American word. Anyway, right, so it's back.
Well, I could hear that noise, and the room was starting to kind of vibrate and glow
God.
In that blue.
Goodness me, can you see anything through the vortex?
Maybe Eric's there.
Oh, goodness, right, let's go.
Oh, no, I've got to go.
Let's go to the stationery cupboard. Let's go.
Oh, God, that's definitely it. That is definitely it. I can smell it.
It's the same noise. It just looks the same. Can you see anything on the other side? What is that?
Well, I think it's just the same stationery covered on the other side, but 100 years forward.
Wow. I wonder what stationery is like 100 years in the future.
Well, there's some glow-in-the-dark pens over there that I've got my eye on.
I've got one of them at home. That's no big thing. Now, where's my dog, Eric? For goodness sake.
Eric!
No, I can't see him. But look, there's that Obi-Wan guy. Remember the monk?
Billy in the future.
I can see if you just bend
but
it. He's just in the corner there. Look.
Is that a lightsaber, Liz?
I think so.
It's not, you know. It's a javelin.
A javelin? What would he be doing with a javelin in an office?
Boom.
That's health and safety. That could wind up in someone's back.
Eric. Guys, there he is. There he is.
Right, good. He's looking fine. He's looking well.
Ken, reach forward and pick him up. You've got longer arms than me.
I can't get my arm through it. It's not going through.
What? Wait, let me... Let me try.
It's like a one-way.
It's a wall this time. It's not actually something we can go through. It's not a doorway.
He's there. He's just there.
I know.
Oh, no.
Right, let's see. What can we do?
Oh, goodness me.
God's
sake.
When did he appear?
I've asked you not to sneak up on me.
To be honest, Billy, I think he's a bit annoyed that you're taking so long with his staples.
I know, I'm getting to it. We think we can get Eric back.
Look, Billy, look at this portal. Eric's on the other side, Billy. Can you see it, Billy?
With Obi-Wan in the background.
I think you can see it, yeah. I think you can see it, yeah.
Listen, I really need to get him back, and I don't know, like, none of us can get him through. Billy, could you try?
Billy's hand's going through.
Oh my God, he is.
It's like
some kind of sign.
Billy, could you go through and grab Eric quickly? Just grab him and bring him back. Yeah, I think he's
going
to do that.
Oh, he's going through.
Whoa.
What's happening on the other side now, guys?
I think he's talking to Obi-Wan.
He doesn't really seem too interested in the task we set for him going through. He's been distracted by his javelin master, I think.
Javelin? Well, we do know Billy likes a javelin.
I've heard that too.
Billy, for goodness sake, get my dog!
He can't hear you, Anise. He's just talking to Obi-Wan.
Billy!
Well, look, it's all right. He's picking him up. He's bringing him back towards, right? You grab him, Anise. When he comes through, you grab Eric the dog.
Let's look at him there.
Oh, he's looking good. Oh,
I forgot how good his ear smelled.
Yeah, he does smell a bit, my dude.
He's a wonderful dog.
He smells the cheese.
Oh, what a dog he is.
Hey, Billy, come on back through. Oh, but hang on, he's still talking to Obi-Wan. Hang on, Billy.
Guys, I don't think he's coming back.
Well, he doesn't. He looks very comfortable, doesn't he?
He'll be back.
Goodness, I don't know.
Billy, he's ignoring us now.
Wait a minute. Oh no, I don't like the look of that, guys. It's body language. I've seen that before. We see this too often, Liz.
Just about every day.
He'll no be back.
He'll no be back?
He's no coming back.
Oh, no. Not the portal's closing.
Oh,
no.
God, Billy!
Oh,
God.
Well, that's Billy gone.
Well, I guess that's the end of Billy Wong. We'll not be seeing him again.
No.
It's a little sad.
We have had some good times.
Yeah, we have had some great times. Let's just think about those times for a moment.
Well, guys, Halloween is upon us. Actually, ladies and gentlemen, we should say that there are four of us here today.
That's right, Billy's been here the whole time.
Billy Wong has been here the whole time, hasn't he, Ken?
Yes, Billy has come along as a mime.
I think Billy wanted to say a few words. Will we just give him the mic?
That's yeah, we'll just hand the mic across to you, Billy. Well, thanks very much, Billy Wong. That was very interesting.
Really something.
Something about being inside a glass box.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Now, we've been joined today by our fourth member of the team and a valued colleague. His name is Billy Wong.
Hello, Billy.
Hey, Billy, how are you doing?
No, Billy's he's not saying anything, but I suppose there is a reason for that, Ken.
There is.
Billy is actually taking part in a sponsored mince pie eating contest today, ladies and gentlemen, for his favourite stationery charity. Billy is trying to get himself a new stapler. And Billy Wong is very protective of his stationery, isn't that right, Billy?
He's not going to say anything now, is he?
No, he's not speaking. He's silent again.
Why did he bother coming in? That's what I wonder.
No idea. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're here today to talk to you about doing business in Slovenia.
Email addresses and contact details for myself, Ken and Anise.
And, of course, Billy Wong, who has been here the whole time.
Anything you want to say finally, Billy?
Guess not.
No, okay.
Never mind.
Billy can do it.
Billy.
Right, yeah, Billy. Of course, we haven't said... Billy Wong is here, ladies and gentlemen,
has been here the whole time.
And he's just standing there. I don't know why he came in here.
Right, Billy, if we go through that portal, can you hold the fort for us? I'll take that as a yes.
Yeah, I think he's okay with that. Come
Ready?
On, let's go, guys,
Ready?
Let's go.
Right, one, two, three.
How long has he been there?
I don't know.
I never heard him come up behind us.
Neither did I.
What does that name badge say, Ken?
Hang on, it says Obi Wong.
Obi-Wong?
Billy?
Thank you very much, Billy.
Listen, you won't say anything about this, Billy, will you?
Clearly not.
Okay, he's not. He's still in the huff. Oh, well, that's Billy gone then.
Yeah, guess so.
Well, that's another colleague gone, Ken. We lost Charles Bow.
Yes. April Kelly.
April Kelly left. Amy Burnett.
Yeah, Sarah McSkimming.
And Stacey McNamee.
Yeah, remember her?
Yeah.
They've all gone. But you know what lives on, Ken?
What lives on, Anise?
The Enterprise Europe Network. Isn't that right, Liz?
That is right, and we will be here, and as we know, we'll still be here 100 years in the future, helping businesses grow and expand.
If you want to get in touch with the Enterprise Europe Network, visit our website, which is...
www.enterprise-europe-scotland.com.
Or you can phone our Glasgow number, which is
0141-228-2797. So thank you very much for listening to this, our latest podcast, and goodbye.
Bye for now.
Auf Wiedersehen.
The Enterprise Europe Network is funded by Scottish Enterprise, Highlands and Islands Enterprise, Highland Opportunity Limited, and the European Commission.